You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Uber, the ride-sharing company that is quite literally trying to take over the world, is getting a big check from a new investor. Not some Silicon Valley VC. Oh, no. It's from Saudi Arabia. That country's public investment fund is putting $3.5 billion into Uber. It's being called one of the largest single investments in a private startup. Of course, Uber is not a typical startup. It's operating in 400 cities in 70 countries, and it shows no sign of going public. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more on Uber's fundraising strategy.
Uber raising a bunch of money might sound familiar. Matthew Wong tracks investment in private companies for CB Insights. Uber keeps him busy.
Since the start of 2015, I think we tracked 11 different instances of funding announcements where new investors have entered, where we saw, you know, Times Internet announce that they're investing, China Life, Tata, Baidu, Toyota, Saudi Arabia being the latest. So that's certainly almost unprecedented for private companies.
It's clearly a very exciting space that's drawn an unbelievable amount of investment, says Max Wolf. He's chief economist at Manhattan Venture Partners. But this latest investment also tells another story, in part because it came from this unusual source, Saudi Arabia.
So further afield in every sense, in terms of who normally invests in these things, in terms of geography, and in terms of sort of who's on the cutting edge of technology.
He says that, plus the fact that the company's valuation didn't increase, shows that the investment money might not be flowing as freely as it has been.
It's gotten quite a bit harder, even for the highest flyers like Uber, to raise money in the space.
But he also thinks the company's unlikely to go public, especially while private investors are still willing to write checks. But with that money getting harder to come by, Uber may be trying to sock away cash now while it still can.
Absolutely, right? This is the squirrel that's trying to fill the larder for the winter here.
I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.